Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Nesham of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. The Department of Justice has subpoenaed records for meat processors, though it is currently unclear which ones and how many. DOJ's antitrust division confirmed to AgriPulse this week that it has records related to civil investigation demands or subpoenas issued to any poultry, pork, beef, or egg processors between January 1, 2020 and March 2 of 2022. The division, however, declined to release any of the records because they relate to ongoing enforcement proceedings and their disclosure could reasonably be expected to interfere with those proceedings. Take note, aside from any investigation looking into price fixing in the poultry sector, the DOJ has not publicly acknowledged any investigations into other parts of the meat industry, despite calls from several legislators and farm groups to do so. In February, however, the beef packer JBS did sign a $52.5 million settlement with the agency over allegations of price fixing. Application and nomination forms from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association and North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation Hope After Haley Disaster Relief Fund are available on www.ndstockmen.org or by calling 701-223-2522. The NDSA and NDSF launched the disaster relief effort to support the state's cattle ranchers, who were seriously impacted in one of the worst widespread spring storm complexes in the state's history in April. The groups kickstarted the fund with their initial $40,000 gift, and to date, the fund has grown nearly three times that. 100% of the disaster funds will be distributed to North Dakota cattle producers in need through an application and nomination process. The submission deadline is August 1st. The NDSA has made the case to federal decision makers that the Livestock Indemnity Program, also known as LIP, which provides some financial assistance for livestock deaths caused by adverse weather condition, needs some refinement. Some gaps in the program have come to light following two back-to-back spring storms in April that caused widespread livestock deaths and illness in North Dakota. NDSA President Jeff Schaefer penned a letter pointing out the need to revisit payment rates, particularly for calves under 250 pounds. He said, "As we understand, the payment rate is supposed to reflect 75% of the market value, yet the compensation for the under 250 pound category is only a fraction of that." While the U.S. Department of Agriculture does not publish any official price for baby calves, the NDSA conducted research to document average prices in North Dakota and found a 2022 average to be $392.86. As such, farm service agencies should consider increasing the category's value or perhaps merging the young calf category and adjusting the rate accordingly to better reflect the market value, Schaefer continued. Subsequent deaths resulting from the adverse weather-induced illness is another area that needs to be accounted for, according to Schaefer, who cited challenges like pneumonia and scours. Oftentimes, problems that can be attributed to the qualifying weather event persist even after the storm has passed and death occurs later, he explained. These mortalities should be considered also. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association has concluded its 2022 spring roundups Together Toward Tomorrow and the 20th annual feedlot tour, which was held on Tuesday at feedlots near Mandan. Thank you to everyone who attended these events. Watch for a full recap on both in the July and August issues of the North Dakota Stockmen. The North Dakota Stockmen's Association is accepting entries for its 2022 North Dakota Junior Beef Expo, a multi-breed field day to be held June 24th and 25th at the North Dakota State Fairgrounds in Minot. The North Dakota Junior Beef Expo will feature breeding heifer and market steer and market heifer shows, showmanship contests, supreme champion selections, a silent auction, and networking opportunities for youth. Entry forms, rules, and other information about the show can be found at www.ndstockmen.org or on the North Dakota Junior Beef Expo Facebook page. The information is also available by calling 701-223-2522. For 93 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Nesham signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday.